چار دیگر درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. فاتحہ. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر.
It's
a blessing from Allah that He guided us the path of Ahl Bayt Athar alayhi salam. It's a blessing from him that we are here, and surely every blessing and everything which we receive from Allah will be asked about. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And as the material bounties will be asked about, how we spend and how we utilize, in the greater sense, this blessing of Allah will be asked, inshaAllah. And surely He will ask us what you learn from the Holy Prophet, what you learn from Imam Hussain, his sacrifice. And if we look at the lives of Ahl Bayt Athar alayhi salam, we can easily get the conclusion they were not living for this world. They were looking at somewhere else. And this is the main difference, I think. Sometimes you will feel they, na'uzu billah ta'ala, lost the battle. Their enemies were high. Their enemies were dominant. But they were satisfied. How they were satisfied? When they were in prison, when they were tortured, their families were in prisons, but they were satisfied. Why? Because they were not looking at this world. The broad vision of the Holy Prophet and Ahl Bayt, that was the main difference. And this is what we should learn from them. And this is what I do think is very important for getting success. What is the vision? And in these days, we talk a lot about vision, mission, statements. What is the vision? Is our vision to get success in this world? This is what people are doing. So what is the difference? We the followers of Ahlul Bayt and others, they are not the followers. They are sometimes enemies. And more important question, what is the difference between us humans and animals? If we are here just to eat, drink, live, have pleasures, and that's all. This is what animals are doing in much better sense. At least they are not killing that many of their own nature which we are killing. Look at the human being. No animal is killing in this number which humans of today are killing. There are more animals. Humans have become more animals. Why? Because vision is not clear. And unfortunately, those who don't believe, they don't have vision. Unfortunately, more unfortunately I will say, those who do believe, even they don't have the vision. So they are just following. Lot of people just following what people are doing, other people are doing. So what we should learn from them, they had a sight on hereafter, and for that thing I should say that we should review our beliefs, our belief regarding Allah, oneness of Allah, our belief regarding, more important I think, the Day of Judgment. When I was a student at Qom, I used to avoid those books regarding Ma'ad, Qiyamah. Why? Because of the simple mistake that I was thinking, what is Qiyamah? Every book will have two main points: rewards of heaven and punishment of hell. So going through these books will give me just two points in details. What will be my reward and what will be my punishment? And I was somehow tired of these two points. Then, I will say accidentally, I came to a book which was a collection of speeches of Imam Khomeini regarding Day of Judgment, Ma'ad. The title is Ma'ad itself. I got it in Urdu first, then I saw the Persian. I don't know, has it been translated into English or not? But the Urdu version I started reading, and then I realized that, okay, Ma'ad is something else. It has more depth. And then all of a sudden I realized what a mistake I was doing. I know ulama have written 10 volume books on Ma'ad. 10 volume. It is around 2,500 pages. One of the ulama. So it should not be only about reward of heaven and punishment of hell. 2,500 pages just about this. Then I realized that, okay, there's more depth in it. And what is the depth? I will try to explain it, though I'm not a specialist of this field, and I'm realizing by the passage of time that I'm not a specialist of any field. But okay, I will try my best. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. As we have discussed that every human has two aspects, but I should say that this is not the right statement. If we go in depth, we have many aspects, and one by one they will be revealed as we go and as we pass through our life, different stages of life. So here the visible part is only material, but there are more invisible parts, the spirit, and more than a spirit. As we die, we can see the other invisible parts. As I explained, the tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen, who said, you are sleeping, and as you wake up, as you die, you will wake up. Now, what is the depth in this tradition? As you die, you will wake up. If I am sleeping, it is not the surrounding is not existent. It is here. I could not see that. It was there when I was sleeping. But okay, my senses were not working. Same case will happen to us. The invisible world is here. We can't see it. As we die, now we can see. For example, look at the angels. Can you see any one of them? And at least every one of us have many, many angels. Not the least two, Karaman Katibin. So we cannot see them. But as we die, then we will see them. And this is the case. We have many aspects in our life. And Ayatollah Tabatabai used to tell his students, we are not here, sent here to die and finish. We are sent here to live forever. But we will be transformed, not only transferred. Sometimes we think that we will be transferred to somewhere else. No, we will be transformed from this material world to another world, then another world, and only Allah knows how many of universes we will be transformed into. And every transformation will reveal many realities which we were not been able to see. So here we are. You are creating something. In the real sense, you are creating something. What you are creating? You are creating your heaven, and unfortunately many of people are creating their hell. There is a dialogue between the poet Saadi and his mother. I don't know, is this the real thing or a story? But it is famous that in his childhood, his mother said, bring me some fire for cooking something. He said, where I should bring the fire from? Mother got an eye, said, from hell. And the child said that there is no fire in the hell. People bring it from this world. There's no fire in the hell. We bring it from here. And the hell and the fire is still here in this world. So why we can't see this? Is it burning or not? It is burning. And who has created this fire? We created. When? By our acts. If you tell a lie, you have created a fire, a burning fire, worse than any sort of fire which we could imagine from this world. And unfortunately, we are not aware that how powerful we are. We are creating everything. Now, just imagine if a person performs a good act, he can change his inner self into a beautiful form which will appear on the day of judgment. And unfortunately, if that person perform an evil act, he can change himself into a very ugly face. And what are the qualities which can change our inner selves? Good qualities can change us into good, and bad qualities can change us into bad. Now, can this change, how this change happens? Is it permanent or temporary? So if I got angry and I had the feeling of burning inside myself because of the great anger, I don't know what shape I will get at that moment. And if that state of anger remains for a few minutes, this picture, that ugly picture, will be with me for a long time, long period of time. And if I used to get angry every day, it means I will be transformed into that ugly picture permanently. If the anger was my habit. Now, every habit has a special picture, has a special form. So greed has a picture or form. Anger has something. And telling lie and making plans, evil plans for others. Every one of these qualities, evil qualities, have their own pictures. So if you go in front of an arif just like Marhum Ayatullah Behjat, he is in no need to ask you what is your evil nature. Nauzubillah, if that was evil. Because as he will see you in the inner picture, he will get the evil behind that person. Okay, this is his problem. And this may be the translation or the interpretation of the ayah which says that names will be written or deeds will be written or nasiya, or the forehead. might not be written in the words or the languages which we use, but written means it will be very clear from the shape of the person what was his evil deed in this world. And this will be the witness, and no more witnesses will be needed, because this is the pattern. So how we can change ourselves into good if we were evil? Na'uzubillah ta'ala. This is easier here. Very easy here. It will take a few years to change an evil habit into a good one. You will say, a few years is easy? Yes, it is easy. Because if we got those evil habits and we went into barzakh, then what we could have done in 2 years might take 2 million years or 200 years, 2,000 years, I don't know. Because life in barzakh is very long. So we have a golden opportunity here. Every stage which we will pass in barzakh in hundreds of years, we can pass here in a few months. This is the golden opportunity. Never before we had such a golden opportunity, and never ever we will get such a good time. So this dunya, or this world, material world, is a beautiful world for those who are aware of its nature. And this is the worst place to live for those who don't have this knowledge and awareness. Be aware. Be the master of your own self. Don't let emotions, sentiments rule over you, because you will see the result. And you are going to create your own self. And fortunately, the material science has now getting a few of those points. Now, a lot of doctors will tell you that control yourself, don't be jealous, don't come into anger so quickly, because you are going to ruin yourself, your neuro system, your this and that system, mind system and brain and this and that will get destroyed. Now they are on the track. Fortunately, they are good on the track. And a few documentaries I saw about quantum physics, that by that I got the feeling that maybe after a few years, material science will grasp the reality of barzakh. Inshallah, let's hope for good. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So what is the practical result? Be good. Only a simple thing. Be good. And a message. Don't try to think evil about anyone. Be good for everyone. If you are a shopkeeper, you are running a business, a customer came to you, you can have two visions, two orientations. What I can get from this person? This is the evil pattern. The other one is ilahi, godly aspect. What is this? What I can give him? What benefit I can transfer to him? Okay, you are running your business, surely you will not lose anything. But these are the differences of orientation. Look at them. What you can do for them in your own limit. This will change everything. I'm sure I can see a lot of people complaining about the society, the people, they are cheating, they are doing this, they are doing that. I can tell you, society is nothing but the expression of our inner self. Whatever we have in our inner self, it will come into the light in the society. So the practical result, be good and try to be good with everyone. Inshallah, you will get success.